Gallery on Points Avenue, right next to the Wareham.
And Kathy Dawesnell, along with Pawnee Mental Health Director Robin Cole. And of course, we shared Tuesday evening together, had an opportunity to moderate the Mental Health Legislative Forum hosted by the Manhattan City Commissioners or during their meeting. And fascinating, some of the things that came up during that, Robin.
It was, I was very pleased, with how that evening went. We had five of our local legislators represented. We had, it was eight or nine community stakeholders who made remarks about just the way that the underfunded mental health system is impacting them and impacting the individuals who they serve. And we had a really good show of attendance and support in the audience by members of the community. So
most definitely, and some really shared their personal stories, which I so appreciate, because when you're in a public forum like that, it's difficult to talk about suffering from depression or various other disorders. And I think that's what makes a person kind of go, whoa, this is an issue. This needs to be taken care of. I did look up our web story, and we listed all of the different stakeholders, and I do want to make special mention because they did an excellent job. We, of course, had City Commissioners Karen McCullough and Yusha Reddy. Both have been very involved, from the get-go on this subject, and I know you've worked a lot with them through the years, really.
Absolutely. Karen McCullough, when she was a county commissioner, recommended the formation of the Riley County Mental Health Task Force. And so she's been involved in a very significant way for quite a few years now in just looking at mental health issues in our community, and really was very instrumental in bringing together the different constituencies to get around the table, talk about what's happening, talk about the way that untreated mental illness in our community is affecting each of them. And that was really, I think in my mind, a very critical kind of a gathering, because it brought law enforcement together with the courts, together with the hospital, together with Pawnee Mental Health, together with other individuals in the community who are actively involved in providing human and public services to the community, and got us to talking with each other, identifying ways in which there were gaps, unmet needs, ways in which we needed to be visiting with each other, talking with each other, problem solving. And it I really think there's been some very positive results of those conversations.
I attended a few of those when we were working on our Silent Crisis series. Hard to believe it's been a couple of years ago now, but learned a lot from going to those, at law enforcement involvement. And just real quickly, we'll mention the others. I thought Colonel John Melton, commander of Irwin Army Hospital, had a lot of good things to say. Riley County Police Captain Kurt Muldrup, who's become very passionate on the subject, I know, with being the commander of the jail and some of the things he sees there. Doncha McDonald, oh my word, what a very moving story she had to tell. And she, of course, now serves with the Legislative Mental Health Task Force. Kristen Cottom of Via Christi, Kyle Kessler, Director of the Association of Community Mental Health Centers, and of course, Pawnee Mental Health Board President Ed Kohler. And, had trouble keeping to his 3 minutes, but he did all right.
He did.
Had some very good points to make. And then, of course, you. And, of course, you organized all this, too. It was a big job.
Yes, but, it was a big job made easy because of the commitment of these stakeholders to the issue of mental health, because of the commitment on the part of our legislators to having discussions about and being willing to listen to their constituents' concerns about the state's role in helping provide support to communities for mental health.
And quick kudos, too, to, of course, the legislative group, Laura Kelly of Topeka, Tom Hawk, Sidney Carlin, Tom Phillips, all of Manhattan, and then also Representative Susie Swanson.
Absolutely. I want to also just mention again, circling back around to our community stakeholders, and mention the very active role that Yusha Reddy has taken, both during her year as mayor of Manhattan and then also just continuing on as a city commissioner. She really has taken up the standard for mental health in the community and has worked tirelessly to bring this discussion to the front of the table. And then I have to just also thank the Manhattan City Commission as a whole for their willingness to use their work session time for us to have this mental health forum.
And I guess, too, while we're at, I mean, the next step, and obviously I think all of the legislators were very receptive, as they do have some tough budget decisions coming up. They were quite frank about that, and it's a difficult position they're in. I almost like preaching to the choir was the feeling I got, because I think they are supportive when it comes to mental health issues. But they tried to say, hey, watch, you know, get the word out to people you know in other parts of the state, that kind of thing.
That's right. And I think it was a very good give and take in that regard. Our legislators certainly are very willing to address these issues and to do what they can. But what they also do, or what they also said, and Representative Phillips said this explicitly, and that is that we each, as members of the community, have responsibility to talk with individuals, to make sure that we're registered to vote, to make sure that we're active participants in the democratic process. And I have to share a really interesting remark that Colonel Melton made after the meeting to me, and he praised what he saw as being democracy in action.
Talk to me too.
And I thought, you know, that's something that we in this community can be very proud of, is the way in which we do make efforts to engage actively in that process of democracy and to engage in discussions and conversations about issues that are of importance to us.
Very good. Well, I know we have all sorts of other things to talk about today. Why don't we take a break and come back? And I know we want to, this opioid, there's some news coming out today that should be interesting, and also some updates on the Suwatomie and Larned we want to share with folks today. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments or want to join in on the discussion. You're listening to In Focus with Robin Cole, Director of Pawnee Mental Health.
Ask how ESP Financial's Casasa Protect offers you ID theft protection and so much.